play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Elite Ink, offering free design services for all orders, eliteinkprinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Final game of the second day at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer, as the Silver Streaks will take on the host Tornadoes. And we told you a little bit about the rivalry, the eight games prior between these two teams. And Steve, how about your three keys to the game here tonight? It's a nice rivalry, but they're different years, different teams here. So what do you look for in this game particularly?
The one thing that I see is a constant with this Taylorville ball club is they come out with enormous energy, and we need to withstand that burst, so to speak. It's a flurry. It lives up to their name. It's a tornado, yeah. A blizzard. They come at you hot and heavy early. We withstand that. We'll be fine in that regard. Number two, we're going to see a zone here, both a zone press and a half-court zone that will spread itself and trap. We need to attack that with a purpose and also be aggressive, be smart. And thirdly, their player there, the young man named
Berkschneider,
is very, very good. They have a lot of cutters. They play five out. We need to front those cutters, not trail them, and certainly contain him, make him give up the ball.
Jace Berkschneider, you might have heard Coach Hart say in the pregame, he scored 41 against us last year. That's not true. He actually scored 21 in a one-point Taylorville victory, 67-66. He is among the starters. He's in the midcourt circle with Jalen McCants, and the Silver Streaks win the tip. Same five for the Streaks, Dre and Alex Egyptiaco, Riley Milan, Eric Price, and McCants. On the right side, it's Riley. He's had a quiet tournament offensively. This would be a good night for him to knock down some shots. Has it on the right wing, brings it back up to the top of the arc. Now Dre back to Riley. Steps left, little keep away between those two, trying to get over this zone. Bounce pass to the right side. Jalen comes out to the wing for the pass. Dribbles, now drives, leaves it off with the bounce pass underneath.
Well done.
And a layup to Alex.
Good, attack the gaps, dump it off. Got a good shot there, we're patient.
Raiden Gideon, 6 foot senior. Sean Schakowsky, 6'4 junior. Tyler Heimsness, a 6'4 senior. Berkschneider goes back door and a block by Jalen. Coming over on the shot by Wyatt Shirley. Chases down the rebound on the sideline. Stops in the front court. Gives it off to Eric Price. Right side, Milan for three. In and out. Rebound on the floor. Chased down on the far sideline to Alex. Back up top through the hands of Milan. Saves it in the coffin corner. Now brings it back out. Now to the left side, Eric. Into the corner, Jalen. McCants dribbles once, picks it up, skips it over the top. Now into the right corner, Dre for three. Hits!
Good extra pass there, wide open three. Good rhythm there out of Dre there.
5-0 Silver Streaks. Dre has knocked down all of his shots from the field in this tournament today. On the right side, the leave off. On the up, Heimsness comes down with the ball. Streaks reach in, got a hand on it, so no up and down call. Now on the left side, this is Berkschneider. Steps back, guarded by Alex Egyptiaco. Now into the left corner it goes to Gideon. Gideon fires it back up top, and Taylorville will reset. This is Wyatt Shirley with it. Now gives it off to Heimsness. Drives, pulls up inside the free throw line. High shot won't go down. Rebound under the basket by Schakowsky, fouled on the putback.
Yeah, and there were good defense throughout the sequence. Just forgot to go get the basketball off the glass there and gave up a second chance opportunity and fouled.
First of the game on either team, Riley Milan picks up the foul. We're a minute 48 into the game. Silver Streaks up 5-0 here early. First free throw up and in by Sean Schakowsky. That's the first Taylorville point of the game. Again, 67-66, the final in this one last year. Taylorville won on their way to winning the tournament. They knocked off Sterling in a tightly contested championship game last year. And the Silver Streaks game ended in controversy, which we can talk about as the game goes along here. Took Steve and I a while to kind of put the puzzle pieces together.
And then we remember exactly that nightmare.
And then we're unhappy that we resurrected the whole situation. On the left side is a dribble drive by Alex. Strong up and in for the left side.
Splitting the gaps and attacking under control.
Love to see the Egyptiaco brothers involved early. Four for Alex, three for Dre. Streaks lead by 5-7-2. Bergschneider trap. Oh, we're going to have a foul on the floor. I thought he was out of control, picked up the dribble, and I thought he took an extra step dribbling in from the right side.
Yeah, he got a break there. He bowled his way to the rim and could have been called for traveling, but got the foul.
First foul on Alex Egyptiaco. One on him, one on Riley Milan, two on the Silver Streaks. On the inbound to Shirley. Now to the right side, Heimsness. Deflected pass. Eric gets it. Deflected it, went high for it. Now leads the break to the other end. Takes it all the way in from the right side, and he's fouled on the layup. Got hit in the head, and Eric will shoot two free throws.
Good work by Eric there of getting his hand in the passing lane, deflecting it, then being able to pick up the loose ball and get to the rim there, and he was under control, got fouled, have a chance for 2 points here off free throws.
First foul of the game on Tyler Heimsness and the first on Taylorville. Now Eric to the free throw line has been very good this season, but he is 0 for the tournament down here, missing another free throw. He's 0 for 3 from the free throw line in this tournament. He came in at almost 91% on the season. And second one up and off the back iron. He's going to drop under 80%, 0 for 4, but the rebound by Riley Milan. Here's Jalen, free throw line, turns to the right, soft up with the right hand, won't go, gets the tip, third opportunity, the ball just flies up toward the basket. Eric Price with a rebound, and he's going back to the line on the foul.
Great job of just being relentless on the glass there. And we've said over and over again that Eric is a absolutely underrated rebounder, and he's a key rebounder and a very good rebounder, and there again got to the offensive glass and is going to shoot foul shots.
Foul on Jace Bergschneider, his first, and
that's
now Eric knocks down the free
good
throw.
Good rhythm there.
8-2 Silver Streaks just underway, 2 minutes 40 seconds into the first quarter. Final game of the day here at Taylorville, and this is the only game left to determine the schedule for tomorrow. He missed the second one.
A little flat that time.
Shirley with a rebound for Taylorville. Eric 1 for 4 from the free throw line in this first quarter. Hand off to Bergschneider. Fakes left, goes right, tries to feed it off. Streaks deflected the pass, stole it away. Jalen into the front court, leads a break. To Dre, left side up and in.
Well done again.
How about the assists from Jalen McCants? Instead of attacking the basket on his own, he's leading the break, drawing the defense, and then he's finding an open guy for the easy lay-in.
Good decision-making continues to be part of his maturation process here, and again, made the right decision on when to give it up there and found an open teammate for an easy layup there, and Streaks are off to a terrific start here.
Yeah, so, you know, this anticipating the hot start by Taylorville, which is a trademark of this program, to come out with a burst of energy and you know, land the first few punches. It's been the Silver Streaks are getting off to the great start here.
And I mean, you can see it in our eyes, our body language. We're prepared to get after it as a unit here and right from the get-go in the opening tip, and we need to sustain this now.
Silver Streaks up 10-2. Taylorville calling a 30-second timeout. And bringing it into the front court now will be Jace Bergschneider. Again, he's the player who you heard Coach Ryan Brown talk about in the pregame. He gets a screen set out high, drives it all the way in from the right side and missed it. McCants with his fourth rebound. Jalen to the left side. Eric pulls up in an air ball from the left baseline, and Tyler Heimsness comes up with a rebound. Eric's game a little bit off offensively. Now Alex pokes the ball loose. Third Taylorville turnover. Price leads the break. Takes it all the way in. Misses the layup. Rebound batted around. Dre falls to the deck going after it. The ball trickles out of bounds. Back to Taylorville.
Again, great hustle by the Streaks there. Just couldn't come up with the offensive rebound. But again, are being very aggressive, and that aggressiveness is under control and it's paying off right now. We really have the Tornadoes off balance here and have taken the crowd out of the ball game here early.
Boy, think about what it could be. Eric missed that point-blank layup. Not that it was an easy one. I mean, he was doing it in traffic, but he got to the rim. He's missed three free throws. Jalen's missed a couple of putbacks, and the Streaks are still up 10-2. Sean Schakowsky on the left wing, trying to find Bergschneider. And we've got a hand-check foul called against Alex guarding Bergschneider. And
And Alex
Ryan Hart liked that defensive matchup, but Alex now got two fouls not halfway through the first quarter.
And he's done a great job here early. Just a tough foul there as he tried to get into the hip pocket of the Taylorville player in terms of his curl off that screen and got called for a hold.
So Price gets a very short breather on the bench as he's in for Alex Egyptiaco now. There's a dribble drive by the right side, ducking on the up and under Shirley, but he can't finish off the shot. DeMarco Harden into the game. Tough rebound in amongst two Taylorville players, and he locked onto it. Now Milan on the outside, streaks up eight halfway through the first quarter. Good feed from the outside to Jalen, up and
excellent
in and
excellent find
around
by Eric as the ball got reversed there.
And another timeout by Taylorville as Ryan Brown is upset with his team as the streaks go up 10, 12-2 with 3:47 to go in this first quarter. So he called a timeout a little over a minute ago on the clock, and now he calls another one because whatever he said in the previous timeout, apparently they weren't doing.
No, and the streaks have continued to be aggressive on the defensive end and have bothered each possession, whether it's knocking them out of what they're trying to do, getting a hand in a passing lane, contesting a shot. I mean, we have just dogged them here in the half court on the defensive end, and it's turned into easy chance opportunities on the other end. As you said, Brad, we could have converted some of those easy ones. We'd have, you know, a 15 to 16 point lead here halfway through the period.
3:47 to go in the first quarter. 12-2 is the Galesburg lead. Shirley and Berkschneider will bring it up midcourt. It'll be Shirley coming across the midcourt line now into the hands of Berkschneider, guarded by Dre Egyptiaco now. Bryce Friedrich into the game, a 6'2 sophomore on the perimeter. On the right side, it goes to Shirley. The ball off the backside of DeMarco Harden. Somehow Taylorville gets it back, and the layup on the other end by Bryce Friedrich.
Just a tough break by the streaks there. They were able to get the ball deflected, and a good break there, and fell into the Taylorville ball club's hands, and they got an easy layup out of it.
Streaks up eight. 3:10 to go first quarter. Dre with the drive, kicks it over into the right corner to Jalen. Now McCann swinging around to the left side. Milan with it, top of the arc to the left side. Now back to Dre for three, hits it again.
And again, his mechanics are good. He's got the ball set, and it's a good lever there, good lever action, and he's got great rhythm, and he's finishing beautifully. Good to see him hit from the outside.
Dre with eight in the quarter, streaks lead by 11, 15-4, 2:45 to go. They go back door, and Jalen with a big rejection on Berkschneider down low, bats the ball out of bounds, and Taylorville will inbound.
Always good to have basket protection like that, and he can clean up some of those mistakes. We got beat on that little back screen, and Jalen was there to swat the shot away.
On the inbound, it goes to Shirley, passes up the three, had a chance at it, but DeMarco got out there to cover him up. Bounce pass to the left side to Berkschneider, cut off by a double team. Backs up, trying to go around Dre baseline. Now keeps it back out on the outside to Shirley. 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Streaks by 11. On the right side, this is Raiden Gideon with it. He had a good game offensively in Taylorville's win earlier today over IBC. Here's Eric. Good anticipation with a steal. Going for the layup at the other end, and he finishes it off. Four Taylorville turnovers, another transition basket. This time Eric Price does finish it off, and the streaks lead 17-4.
He's got two or three steals early here in creating turnover points. Great job by Eric defensively.
Left side Shirley covered up, or rather this is Friedrich with it, covered up by Jalen. Passes it away to the right side, Schakowsky. Now into the corner, here's Shirley with it now, trying to go around DeMarco Harden. Gets a step on him, but he can't finish off the curl on the left side. Eric Price with a rebound, and now a foul in the backcourt. And Taylorville is frustrated here early with the streaks up 13, a minute 48 to go in the first quarter.
And need to continue this great focus and great aggressiveness here. Finish the quarter, regroup, and go out and win quarter number two.
Galesburg got off to an incredible start against Mount Zion earlier there, up 27-4 at the end of the quarter. Here's Dre on the outside, left side over to Riley. Now into the wing to McCants. Jalen swings the ball down low, dribbles to the corner, feeds it into the lane. Eric with a jump stop.
And he's
up
very
and in.
Good in the post in there against that zone and the zone offense, and got a little turnaround.
19-4, Silver Streak. Spin move on the right side by Berkschneider. Can't shake free of Dre. This time he does get around him. I don't know how they didn't call him for traveling. Going down the right side, and even more impressive was him getting the shot up and in on a horrible angle.
Yeah, I don't know how that shot got off, let alone went in.
Right side DeMarco Harden. Streaks up 13, 19-6. Here's Jalen. Baseline. Cut off.
Great
pass. Off to Eric up and in from the left side.
Wonderful pass there.
How many assists does Jalen McCants have in this first quarter? He only has 2 points, but his passing has been crisp.
His defense and rim protection have been wonderful. He's just been outstanding in other ways besides putting points on the board.
Getting looks right now from only Rockford College and Carl Sandburg College. But as his game continues to develop and the word gets out, that may change as the season goes along. As a turnaround jumper missed.
DeMarco, I know Harden. I'd be recruiting him. He brings a lot, and his upside and his ceiling is high. He's going to get better and better, and he can do a lot of things at this point and going to continue to get better.
21-6 streaks. Final 20 seconds of the first quarter. Now Dre's got the ball on his right hip, holding for the final shot. He'll dribble along the volleyball line left to right as the streaks try to add to this lead here. 21 first quarter points already. Here's Dre to the left side, Riley Milan. Into the left corner, DeMarco Harden. DeMarco feeds it to the inside. Jalen is covered up, gets it over to Eric, heaves up a three, missed it, weak side rebound by Riley Milan, fouled coming in the backside, and with 0.2 seconds left in the quarter, Riley picks up his second foul.
That was a tough one. He tried to corral the rebound on the weak side there and just came over the back there. The ball didn't come off the way he thought. He was committed and got the foul here.
0.2 seconds showing on the clock, so really not an opportunity for either team to do anything. It's Galesburg by 15 at the end of the first quarter.
Just a super, super first period.
21-6 after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
1 quarter gone at Taylorville. Silver Streaks with a good first quarter. Lead the host Tornadoes 21-6. Tornadoes will have the ball to start quarter number two. Let's see if Ryan Brown can get his team settled down
here. And they're running a little different offense, a little flex offense to try to set some baseline screens to free some people up.
Well, we got a foul on the Silver Streaks away from the ball, trying to fight through one of those screens. And they're going to call that one on
Jalen
McCants is first. 5 team fouls on the Silver Streaks.
And it's a tough offense to defend on the baseline because of those screens.
On the inbound out high to Raiden Gideon. Gideon with the dribble, passes it over left side to Wyatt Shirley.
Now they've spread it a little bit here and trying to get Birchneider the basketball and create.
Gideon with it on the left side. Birchneider running all over the place. He's down low. Dre is chasing him. Alex is back into the game. He benefits with a deflection from Jalen and the steal.
Oh, great.
Back to Alex from Jalen with a layup. Excellent 2-on-1 transition by the Silver Streaks to take a 17-point lead.
Very unselfish play there by Jalen to get his teammate a layup there.
5 turnovers on Taylorville. Most of them have led, if not all of them, to points. Here's another deflection in the lane. Eric picks it up, leading the break. Going 2-on-1 again, takes it all the way and in. And another timeout by Taylorville, their third of the game with the Streaks up 25-6, just not even a minute into the second quarter.
Just a terrific start here to this period. We've picked up right where we left off, really forcing them into turnovers. They seem almost confused offensively and very tentative, and we've broken their spirit in terms of where they are offensively here and continue to be the aggressor, get our hands into to getting deflections and steals, and then get run outs and turnovers from those.
Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week. Steve and I traveling in a 2018 Nissan Kicks. This is the newest entry into the Nissan fleet. A little over 13,000 miles on it, and the list price just under $19,000. But don't forget that great lifetime warranty available on all qualifying vehicles on the certified pre-owned fleet, as well as new vehicles. And this one qualifies for it. That extended warranty, that lifetime warranty, covers the powertrain, all those really expensive things should they ever go wrong. And this is a nice little sporty vehicle, a little smaller size SUV kind of style. And we thank Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation, a 2018 Nissan Kicks SR. Check it out at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
For a fine car.
So coming out of Taylorville's third timeout of this first half, not even a minute into the second quarter, Galesburg on top by 19. Free throw line, kick it back out. The fake by Gideon, now trying to drive around. Alex gets down to the low blocks, takes it all the way
in. Just a nice move there. You tip your cap there. Nice move there.
And Alex,
by Shirley,
maybe not able to be quite as aggressive as he normally would be with those two fouls already. Thought he did a good job keeping up with him, but
they've gone to a man here.
Step. Oh, that's dangerous. But the Silver Streaks have picked apart that zone. Streak setting two screens out high for Eric. He goes right side around them, dribbles, kicks it into the corner to Alex with a drive, found an opening and took it all the way.
Again, love his aggressiveness to the rim.
Eight in the first half for Alex Egyptiaco, his varsity career high already. He's a defensive specialist, but he's attacked the rim with authority, and he's been a big lift for the Streaks. Up 19 with 6 minutes to go. A long three from the right side and a miss. Fifth rebound for Jalen McCants. Here come the Streaks. Jalen fires it over Riley Milan in transition. That is the first Galesburg turnover at the 5:52 mark of this first half.
Yeah, we've been very clean with our ball handling and getting up and down the floor here. So, I mean, it's been about as perfect as you get, you know, here. It's hard to say that as a coach, but we've just done a terrific job on both ends of the floor here.
27-8, the Silver Streaks lead. 5:40 to go first half. Another foul away from the ball and another foul against the Silver Streaks. This is the third of the half on Riley Milan now and the sixth team foul on the Silver Streaks. So DeMarco Harden will check back into the game. Riley will be done for the half, leading by 19 with 5:41 to play in the
second
quarter.
Riley just got caught with his, you know, not moving his feet there and a bump there and a cutter, and he'll get called for that.
Lob great defense high again. Contact. Wyatt Shirley can't finish off the shot this time, and here come the Streaks. Dre in traffic alters his shot on the way up. Jalen out of nowhere gets the rebound and gets fouled on the putback. Where did he come from to rip that rebound away from Taylorville?
He just continues to have a nose for the ball, especially on missed shots and offensive putback opportunities. And there's a perfect example. He pursued the ball, had a nose for it, and he's going to get two free throws.
McCants up and in. Only his third point of the night. One of the storylines we're watching. Jalen needs 21 points, and actually 18 now, as he's already got three tonight, to reach 900 career points, and that would put him 22nd on the all-time Galesburg scoring list. Second free throw hangs on the rim and then drops off, and Tyler Heimsness comes away with his second rebound. Streak's not doing a good job shooting free throws in this tournament so far. They came in as a team pretty high, but they're under 70% as a team. Here's another deflection.
Textbook front the cutter there, as we talked about in the pregame.
But the Streaks
give
it right
back. By Dre.
Dre knocked it loose. Streaks got the turnover, and in transition gave it right back. Now Bergschneider drives, fends off Jalen McCants with a forearm down the right side of the lane, and finishes off the layup. 28-10, Silver Streaks by 18. Under 5 minutes to play for the half.
And he does that really well, Brad, and doesn't get called for it. He's very, very good with that, and being able to fend off the defender on a layup.
That forearm shiver, as they call it, in the stiff
he's
arm
delivering
football.
It, yes.
Jalen drives, dishes behind him, wide open, Price hits a three.
And well deserving there of the way he used a pass fake there to free himself up.
12 in the game for Eric Price. Silver Streaks lead by 21 at 31-10. Price scored only 2 points in the win over Mount Zion earlier. That was the first game all season that he did not score in double figures. He's in double figures already. Bergschneider with a forced three. DeMarco Harden with a rebound. He's got 3 boards in the game. Eric into the front court. Left side Alex back up top. Eric squares for three. Steps inside the free throw line. Now Alex will drive it. Dishes it. Wide open Harden. Way too strong on the three-pointer. Weak side rebound Bergschneider. Just his first rebound of the game. They feed it down to the baseline. Shirley cut off. Feeds it to a cutting layup for Heimsness. 31-12.
And again, we're getting an opportunity now against their man to execute in the half court. And this is a good chance to really work on some things there with our half court man-to-man offense.
Price on the left wing, up top to DeMarco Harden. Playing a box and one right now on Jalen. That's Shirley guarding him. So Dre with a floater in the lane with a right-hand teardrop, and it falls off the rim.
And they switched right in that possession.
And the Streaks get it back on a turnover. Price with a steal. Down the right side of the lane. Behind him to a wide-open McCants for three. In and out. Rebound, Alex Egyptiaco in the putback. Woo! Alex with 10.
And he's been very aggressive, both to the basket with the ball and on the offensive boards.
8 Taylorville turnovers in this first half. Berkshneider, another long three and another miss. And another rebound for Eric Price. Here come the Silver Streaks on the run. Alex on the right side. Up top, Price. Left side, DeMarco Harden. The feed to the inside to McCants. He lost the ball, fights for it, and Berkshneider comes up with it for Taylorville. Leads the break. He lost the dribble. It goes to Shirley on the deflection. Leads the break, and a blocking foul called.
And a good call there.
And Alex now picks up his third foul as he tried to draw the charge against Shirley. And now he's going to have to go to the bench as Egyptiaco and Riley Milan both with 3 first-half fouls. Jeremiah Babers already at the scoring table, ready to check in for the Streaks.
Alex was just a hair late and a little bit too deep there to get that charge, and a good call by the official.
First free throw up and in by Wyatt Shirley. He's got 3 points in the quarter and for the game. 20-point Galesburg lead, 2:33 to play in the half. Raiden Gideon checks out. Cameron Heimsness, a 6'1 sophomore, in for the Tornadoes. Schakowsky back in as well, joining Friedrich. So they're going big right now, as big as they can. And Berkshneider gets a breather. Shirley knocks down both free throws for his 4th point. 33-14, Silver Streaks by 19. Here's Babers bringing it across midcourt for the Streaks. Into the game for Alex Egyptiaco. Left corner, Eric Price swings the ball down low, skips it back out high to Jalen. Now on the right side, Jeremiah Babers to the free throw line, dishes it out to Dre. Dre dribbles to the right side. Now back up top to Babers. Babers dribbles once, gives it off to Price in front of us on the right wing here. Crossover dribble to the right side. Pull-up jumper from 15, no. Weak side rebound to Friedrich for Taylorville. Trying to make a little bit of a run here in the final 2 minutes of the first half. Down 19. Shirley lost the handle on the dribble, controls it, now kicks it out. Heimsness swings it around into the left corner to Schakowsky. Picks up his dribble, fires it through the lane on the good give and go to Shirley. And a crossover
and a
to the left back
cut
layup.
There.
33-16. Galesburg by 17 with a minute 40 to go. Babers to the right wing, trying to go around his man. Has the mismatch, goes around him. Now the dish out left side. Dre hits another three.
Again, very good mechanics there. You can see him working on those mechanics.
Just like that, the lead back to 20. Egyptiaco with 11 in this first half. His season high was 12. They go back door again, and the layup by Tyler Heimsness. And a foul gives him a chance at a three-point play.
And that's something, Brad, that we've struggled with here in the tournament. When teams have back cut us, we turn and stare and instead of really put your head on a swivel and turn in front the cutter and get your hand in the passing lane and get your feet moving.
Foul on Eric Price, his first 18 fouls on the Silver Streaks. Again, of those 18 fouls, 3 apiece to Riley Milan and Alex Egyptiaco. Free throw up and in by Tyler Heimsness. 5 points in the quarter and for the game. 36-19, Silver Streaks by 17. Final 1:15 of this first half. Streaks got off to a 10-12-2 lead, actually, and have had this lead safely in double digits as Taylorville tries to nip and tuck away at this game. Jalen goes around his man and takes
there.
It all the way in
Get
for the
ball
layup.
Entered in, give him space to operate, and he can score.
He's got 5 in the half. A low-scoring half for Jalen, but he's done a lot of other things that have really helped the Silver Streaks out, including helping on the trap defense here, but Taylorville passes out of it. It's Friedrich. He's kicking it out right side to Schakowsky for 3. Missed it. On the weak side, DeMarco comes up with his 4th rebound off the bench for the Streaks. McCants into the front court. Left side, trying to shake and bake his man. Now up top, DeMarco shuffled his feet as he tried to free himself up at the top of the arc. 4th turnover on the Streaks.
Get a stop here. Try to get the basketball back and extend that to over 20 again here.
Yeah, Coach Ryan Hart was really frustrated with that turnover. He wanted a basket. You could see it in his body language. 33.5 seconds to play in the half. 38-19 is the Galesburg lead. Taylorville will have the ball. Here's Dalen Ellington into the game, putting a little token pressure on Berkshneider in the backcourt.
And Berkshneider here is going to try to get the last shot. Dalen's going to have to really guard him, and he did a good job down at Quincy against that premier ball handler race. So we'll see what he does here, because this is going to be an ISO here.
Bergschneider steps up to the right sideline in
Look
front of the streaks bench.
Now
pull it back
here.
Out. 15 seconds to go. He's just going to dribble. He dribbles, spins, does a lot of movement with the ball. Now the streaks come out, flash toward him with the defense, passes it away. They find a man open down low, and the layup misses by Tyler Heinsness. Jalen with a rebound from half court. Oh, just off to the left a little bit. Had the distance just a little bit off from the left side. So the streaks take a 19-point lead into the locker room. 38-19 is the lead on Taylorville. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the coaching staff when they come out of the locker room, and check out how Western Big Six teams are doing at their respective holiday tournaments as well. Galesburg 38, Taylorville 19 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
All we want from this bowl season is one more win.
To Corbin, big hole up the middle. Here he goes, 35-30. Corbin in the open, 15-10-5, touchdown!
It's the Red Box Bowl.
The Illini with the upset of number 6, Wisconsin.
It's Illinois versus Cal. Tune in December 30th on the Fighting Illini Sports Network.
Pre-game at 2 o'clock Monday afternoon on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
This is Ron Thurman, Commercial Sales Manager at Yem & Galesburg. We partner with local business owners and managers just like you to do what it takes to get the job done with the right work truck, van, and sales vehicles fit to keep you on the road. Whether you're looking for a new flatbed or adding another service van, you may be able to immediately deduct 100% of the cost of that vehicle from your taxes. Come see me at Yim, and we can get the process started today. When it comes to keeping you and your employees on the road, we mean business at Yim Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're all always one of a kind.
Having a hard time finding qualified candidates to fill your open positions? What if you could speak directly to thousands of potential candidates? All you need to do is visit galesburg.info, keyword jobs, to learn more about radio and web recruitment. Hurry, the perfect employee may be listening right now.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Will Stevenson from WGIL with this community reminder. The Knox College Jazz Year's winter performance features the group Black Diamond. A workshop and recital will both be Saturday, January 11th at the college and are free. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Taylorville. Silver Streaks lead the Tornadoes 38-19. What a half for the Silver Streaks, partner. I love the way they've played and continued to play, not just getting the lead, but building on the lead here up to halftime.
From the opening tip, we were aggressive, we were focused. We connected as a team, and it went from start to finish for the most part against the nice basketball team, and we completely frustrated them in all ways here and have dominated in all areas this first half.
First half statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. What do the team numbers show?
Shooting-wise, I mean, we were outstanding. We got a lot of good looks. We, again, got layups off of their turnovers, 16 out of 27 from the field for 59%. 4 out of 9 with a three-point shot for 48%. They were only 7 out of 20 with shots under duress in places that they didn't want to shoot them. 7 out of 20 is 35%, and this is something you don't see very often. Maybe obviously more so this year, but certainly not in the past from the Taylorville basketball team. They did not make a three-point shot. They were 0-for-4 from the field with a three ball. Rebounding-wise, again, we win that battle as we have so much this year here in the first half. 16 of them for us, 10 for them. Turnover-wise, we had four all in the second period there where we got, you know, a little bit loose with the ball, but not terrible. Like to clean that up. We continue to clean that up.
Yep.
And they had eight. And, again, so much of that was defensive pressure on the ball, getting our hands and arms in passing lanes, just doing a terrific job of disrupting them with our half-court defense. So they had eight turnovers. That's a lot for that ball club in a half.
Taylorville, 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks, 2 out of 6. I know you're going to take a quick break before you head over to talk to Chad Thompson. So I'm going to throw this score out now because I know how interested you are in it. At the Chuck Dayton Holiday Classic up at DeKalb, where two former Silver Streaks head coaches are going head-to-head against each other. And with under 6 minutes to go in the game, DeKalb leads Rockton Honeniga 55-33.
And I'm a Mike Reynolds fan there,
so
that's good news there. And my second favorite basketball team right now in the state is DeKalb after the Silver Streaks.
We'll take a break here, and the Silver Streaks are leading 38-19 here over host Taylorville. We'll talk with the coaching staff, Chad Thompson, when they come out of the locker room, run through the rest of the first half statistics as well. From Dolph Stanley Court in Taylorville, the Streaks lead is 19 at the half over the host Tornadoes. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Normally, car buying is a headache, but Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, explains how he and his crew do things differently. A lot differently.
You're going to steer the ship, and you're not going to have to do anything you don't want to do, look at anything you don't want to look at, or be told anything you don't want to hear. We're just going to give it to you straight, very transparently, with everything in black and white on a piece of paper, no tricks, no three-card Monte shell games. It's all going to be very easy to deal with, and at the end, you're going to feel comfortable with that.
Easy, comfortable, and dare we say fun. It's a different kind of car buying experience. See for yourself at Galesburg Toyota. Find them online at galesburgtoyota.com.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, informing you that auto accidents have the highest risk of legal action. Call today to see if you're properly insured. Mostly cloudy skies for tonight with a slight chance of rain through the overnight hours and a low of 35. For tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, a high of 56. While for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with rain likely in the forecast and a low of 48. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 36 degrees here on WGIO.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks boys lead host Taylorville by 19 at the half. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Friday Insurance. Let's go courtside. Steve Cheeseman with Chad Thompson.
Back here at halftime, Taylorville High School. Streaks have a 38-19 lead here against the Taylorville Tornadoes, the home team here. Coach, that's about as good a half, and you're a coach, I'm a coach. We're never satisfied, but that was just terrific from start to finish for the most part, wasn't it?
Absolutely. 1 through 13 on this team right now just came to play. It didn't matter if you're on the court or on the bench right now as a teammate. Great energy from the tip. I thought really the Egyptiaco brothers started this game out exactly the way we wanted to. We wanted to give them pressure. We wanted to make their best player, number 25, work. He's really, really good. But the Twins have been able to neutralize him a little bit. Jalen's played more of a facilitator role, but he's done a great job. We're looking for him to explode like he always does. And then again, Riley just being a glue guy on offense. Eric's energy was just all around very good half offensively.
What's the message as we start the second half?
If you think Taylorville is going to give up, you're crazy.
Thanks, Coach.
Play. Thank you.
See ya.
Thanks as always to Chad Thompson joining us here at halftime. And we certainly know that is not going to happen. Taylorville is not going to go away. All right, so some other Western Big Six teams in action. Sterling won twice here at Taylorville. They defeated Rochester earlier 71-40. They put up 29 fourth quarter points in a 70-48 win over Dunlap. That game was tied at 39, I believe, is what Jim Spencer was telling me, the play-by-play broadcaster for the Golden Warriors. And Sterling just put on a clinic in the final 6 minutes of the game and ended up winning it by 22 in a game that was not that close for the duration of the game. Meanwhile, at Pekin, Moline won earlier and then lost. I'm sorry, they're playing right now. They lost in double overtime, I think it was, to Springfield Lanphier. And now Moline is playing in a game against a team out of Missouri. And we're tied after the third quarter in that one. Underway here, third quarter for the Silver Streaks. Jalen, left elbow, shoots the three, in and out. Weak side rebound, pops out to Riley Milan. Back to Jalen, drives baseline, goes around his man, and a foul on the floor. We got lane violation.
Called 3 seconds. I didn't know that was even a rule anymore. Hadn't seen that one for a while.
Wow, that's too bad. That negated a terrific drive by Jalen along the baseline.
That was a quick one.
After Riley Milan picked up his first rebound of the game. So Streaks with their fifth turnover. Yep. A battle for the ball between Shirley and Alex Egyptiaco. A lot of contact, and they're going to say Shirley touched it last, with Shirley falling out of bounds and Alex laying on the floor. So both teams with offsetting turnovers here.
And I wanted to add on that back cut there that was well played there by Alex there. He turned, front the cutter, kept his feet moving, got his hand in the passing lane, forced the turnover.
Eric into the front court. Riley, left side of the arc, shoots the three off the front of the rim. Rebound put back by Alex. What a game he's having. 6 out of 6 from the field, 12 points, a varsity career high. 40-19 Silver Streaks as we open the third quarter. They go baseline. Shirley cut off, deflected by Jalen. It was heading Riley Weiland's way, but he had his back to it, never saw it. And Taylorville is able to recover
with Gideon. Like him to see the ball always.
Raiden Gideon stops top of the arc, passes it left side to Bergschneider. He's guarded by Dre, shoots the long three, missed it, and the rebound by Eric Price, who's got 4 boards in the game. They've really frustrated Bergschneider here tonight.
Well, they really have frustrated him.
Right side, Dre, Egyptiaco backs up to the wing on the dribble, looks left, goes right, gets it down low to Jalen, ball deflected away, chases down into the corner. Dribbles, crossover in the right corner, now goes around his man, draws a triple team, and gets fouled on the way to the basket.
When he has that one-on-one there, as that area is cleared out there, he can do whatever he wants there, and there he's going to get to the line.
Second foul of the game on Jace Bergschneider on the triple team with Jalen, just very patiently dribbling the ball out in the corner, waiting for his opportunity, went around his man, but misses the free throw. Well, usually this seems to be such a good shooting gym for the Silver Streaks when they come down here, but free throws have not been the case here in this tournament, and the Streaks team percentage is dwindling as Jalen hits the second one. Again, it was a good free throw shooting coming in, but just 3 out of 8 from the free throw line in this game. Still leading by 22, though. 41-19, 6:20 to go. Here's a dribble drive by Bergschneider, and a late
foul there
by the far official who was behind the play, and he called Jalen McCants. And judging by Jalen's reaction, there was little to no contact on that.
It didn't look from my angle that there was any contact at all.
You can't fake that kind of reaction.
Yeah, no contact there, and the official just seemed to see that from the angle he was at.
So the free throw up and in by Jace Bergschneider at 4 in the first quarter. He gets 3 on that play. 41-22 Silver Streaks. I actually called the foul on Dre Egyptiaco, which I didn't see the contact there either, his first. Eric Price out high, gets it over to Dre on the right wing, dribbles into the lane, forces it up through contact, shot rolls off the rim though. Tough break for Dre, Schakowsky with a rebound.
And a good move, just didn't go.
Here's Bergschneider trying to go around Dre, cuts him off in the lane, passes it into the right corner. Shirley goes around Alex, blocked by Jalen McCants in the lane. Dre with a rebound, on the run, layup goes in, but cut off by Gideon with a little reach-in strip, knocked out of bounds,
nice
denies the opportunity
play
for Dre.
Nice defensive play there by Gideon there to time that. As Dre lifted for that layup.
Riley on the inbound to a wide open Price, hits the three from the left wing.
Another fine execution of an inbounds play there. Good screens, good timing, and good vision there by the inbounder.
I didn't see who set the screen on the inside of the lane that allowed Eric to get that wide open. He's got 15 in the game, and the Streaks lead by 22. Shirley up top to Schakowsky. onto the right wing. This is Heimskness putting the ball on the floor, cut off by McCants in the lane. Up top to Bergschneider, trying to go around Dre. Spin move in the lane, floats it up with the right hand, off the back iron. Jalen locks onto his eighth rebound, brings it into the front court. Spins around, left corner. Eric, same spot. Way long on that one. Weak side rebound again. Milan wasn't ready for it. It goes off his shoulder into the hands of Schakowsky. Quickly into the front court, Taylorville. Quick three from the right side. Gideon missed it. McCants on the weak side with his ninth rebound. Jalen into the front court. Goes around his man. Into the lane. Floats into the basket but missed it. And Bergschneider with a rebound. Leads a break himself. Three on two. Leaves it off for Heimsness. Cuts into the right side with a layup. 44-24. Silver Streaks by 20. Jalen's had a tough night shooting the ball.
We're going to run him into the post here. Try to.
Up top, Milan. Alex gets knocked down and a push foul called away from that.
Good call there.
Yeah, that seemed pretty evident. That's going to be the second of the game on Tyler Heimsness.
Heimsness just tried to get through the screen there, and he just plowed over him and going to get a foul on that every time.
I mentioned a tough shooting night for Jalen McCants. He's just 2 out of 7 and 2 out of 4 from the free throw line.
He's done so many other things as
well really
here tonight.
Got a ton of assists. We don't keep track of that, but he's
there's
had a bunch
one.
Of them. There may be another one.
There's
a reverse layup by Eric as Jalen looked like he got pushed a little bit outside away from the ball.
Just a terrific pass there.
But he found Eric open through the lane on the right side, and Eric got the reverse layup with the left hand. Now here's a long three by Gideon. That one missed. Eric Price with his fifth rebound. Here come the Streaks pushing it again. Eric fires it into the left corner. Dre with a dribble drive, kicks it over to the right high post. Alex with a jumper won't go, and the rebound to Heimsness.
And a good sequence there. We get a wide open look there. Great effort there by Jalen as he anticipated. Couldn't get the ball under control to keep it from going out of bounds.
Good trap up the right sideline right in front of us by Riley Milan and McCants. And the Streaks couldn't get the ball before it went out of bounds. Halfway through quarter number three, Streaks lead by 22, 46-24. Up top it goes to Bergschneider at the volleyball line. Left side bounce pass into the wing to Schakowsky. On the give and go, over to Bergschneider. Misses another three. Weak side rebound, Riley Milan. Streaks drive it into the front court. Milan gives it off to Eric. Passes up the three. Drives into the lane. Dishes it out. And an offensive foul called as Eric passed it away and they drew the charge. Waiting there on the right side of the lane was Gideon.
That's just the situation there where Eric didn't make the jump stop. And when you leave your feet, a good team and a smart team like Taylorville is going to be, they're going to set and take a charge there.
Streaks call a timeout, a full timeout. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville. As Steve and I traveling all week in a 2018 Nissan Kicks SR. List price just under $19,000 for the newest entry in the Nissan fleet. Comes in at a little over $13,000 in mileage. And the miles per gallon is 36 on the highway and 31 in the city. So it's very efficient. It's a body style of an SUV, but a little smaller, a little sportier. And we're having a good time driving the Nissan Kicks. We want to remind you, as a part of the certified pre-owned fleet, it qualifies for that lifetime powertrain warranty available only at Galesburg Nissan at the corner of Henderson Street and Carl Sandburg Drive. Covers the engine, the transmission, the drivetrain assembly, the all-wheel drive assembly. And that comes at no additional cost on the purchase price. And it's good for the duration of the time that you own the vehicle that you purchase at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. 46-24 here, Silver Streaks. What do you think's going on in that timeout there, Steve, that the Streaks called? Just settling things down a little bit?
Yeah, just, again, remind of the things that we've been doing that have been so good in terms of being fundamentally sound, making good decisions, doing things as a team, just reviewing those kinds of things, reset out of the timeout here, get back in the moment here, finish the quarter in a strong way.
Taylorville with the ball down 22. Shirley with it out high, passes it right side. Now into the corner it goes to Bergschneider. Bergschneider looks over the floor. Now back over to Schakowsky, swinging around to the left side. Shirley from the left corner for three. In and out, rebound put back Bergschneider. Offensive rebound, they took advantage of it. Nobody boxed out on the weak side.
Good solid possession here. Let's get a good shot here.
20-point Galesburg lead. Eric finds an opening into the lane, cuts to the left and banks it up and in off the scoop shot from the left side. 48-26. Eric with 7 in the quarter, 19 for the game. Streaks have really picked up the slack with McCants coming in, averaging 24 a game, being held to just 6 in the game so far. But again, he's been doing so many other things. It's not like he hasn't been present in this game. Gideon with a pull-up jumper from the left side
and
from
about
14 feet.
You add Alex and Dre here to the offensive mix, and in terms of being able to score points, we've really got something going.
Yeah, they're both in double figures tonight. Here's a turnaround jumper by Alex, but he misses from the right
good
side
move
of the lane. Schakowsky with a rebound. Alex has missed his last two after hitting the first six shots of the game. He's got 12. Dre Egyptiaco has 11. Dre hasn't taken the second half shot yet. Silver Streaks lead by 20, 48-28. They led by 19 at the break with under 2 minutes to go third quarter. Hard pass down low to Shirley. Backs his way up against a double
That's
team.
That's a good
and he
call
traveled
there. He shuffled his feet there as he picked the ball up. Fine call there by the
yeah,
official.
He had Alex to his left under the basket and McCants behind him to the right, and he was just trying a little hop, step, and shuffle backwards. And that is the 11th Taylorville turnover after committing eight in the first half. Dalen Ellington will check back. And, you know, here's something, Steve. We haven't even talked about this. Alex and Riley Milan have played this whole second half without picking up their fourth foul.
Yeah, and we've maintained our aggressiveness.
Yeah.
We've guarded, you know, by applying pressure on them and stayed in a man-to-man. So we've done a good job playing with fouls.
Eric comes in from the right side, picks up his dribble, gets it over to Alex. Now Eric with it, dribbling out high. Here's Jalen. Passes the way to the left side. Riley Milan driving in from the left side and a foul on the
That's
floor.
That's a nice move and aggressive
Took it all
move
the way to the
Riley.
Basket. It's going to negate the basket, unfortunately.
I like that. That keeps the defense honest when he gives a shot fake there and goes to the rim there with on the dribble.
First foul of the game on Raiden Gideon. Three team fouls on Taylorville. On the inbound to Eric Price on the left wing. Eric with the dribble at the free throw line backs up. Now it goes over to the right side. This is Ellington with it. Dalen feeds it into the right side. Here's Jalen driving in. Reversal from the right side with a basket and a foul.
That's a wonderful spin move there. Big time spin move there to score there.
Well, there's a shot that Jalen has been creating for himself in this game, but unlike the previous 12 games of the season, they weren't going down. That one did, and Jalen finishes off the three-point play. He's got nine in the game
now. And
they've
been shading him with, a half a player every time he gets it, and sometimes two players.
Second foul of the game on Wyatt Shirley. Shirley has it now. Skip pass to the left side, a quick jumper for three, and a drain O by Raiden Gideon. He's got five in the quarter and for the game. 51-31, Silver Streaks by 20. Here's Riley driving in aggressively from the right side, and he gets fouled on the way to the basket. His shot won't go down.
Great first step there, and he exploded to the rim there. Almost the same move that he made on the left side over here, but a step quicker there.
And now the Streaks are attacking the basket and getting to the free throw line. Back-to-back fouls on Wyatt Shirley. He's got three in the game now. And the first free throw off the mark by Milan.
A little bit heavy legged right now. And Coach Hart continues to send in fresh troops, giving people a blow here and there, using his bench very, very wisely here tonight.
Milan hasn't gotten to the free throw line very much this season. He missed them both. He came in at 7 out of 8, and there's Eric Price chasing down this sixth rebound of the game. Eric with it on the right side to the top of the arc. Now gives it to Milan. Now into the left corner it goes. Dre Egyptiaco puts the ball on the floor. Bounce pass up top. Jalen left alone, but he passes up the three. Here's Dalen Ellington.
Good
feeds
two-man
it to right
there.
To Jalen down low in traffic. Can't get the shot through up and over two defenders. Tough shot, tough miss. Friedrich with the rebound. Dribble drive by Shirley, other direction. Too strong to the basket. Eric Price with a rebound. Seven in the game. Leads the break into the front court. Now Dre has it on the right side. Dre with a dribble. Over to Ellington. He'll fire the three off the back iron. Rebound into the hands of Schakowsky. Taylorville with the outlet. Streaks get back defensively. Gideon pulled up for three. Passed it up. Now Schakowsky. Over it goes to Shirley. Passes up the three. 11 seconds to go. And they're going to pull it out and hold for the final shot. Now the dribble drive by Shirley going right against Dre. Missed it. There's McCants with a rebound. A reach in. Has to just toss it into the front court, and the Streaks can't catch up, but still lead by 20 at the end of three. 51-31 over the host Tornadoes. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With approved credit, not all ECs will qualify.
Wait no longer. Time's almost up. All that's left is a few short hours. Your final chance at year-end values. Don't be late for the year-end closeout at Yem in Galesburg. Happy New Year. This is Sarah Yem. Don't miss these final deals. Nearly every new and pre-owned vehicle on the lot is marked with the year-end closeout price to move now.
Happy holidays. This is Dustin Cardenas, the Cadillac guy. Come in and wrap up your new deal on a brand new Chrysler 300. With employee pricing plus rebates, you'll save 21% through the end of the month. Drive a 2020 Pacifica, 0 for 60 plus rebates, or lease for only $363 a month.
There's still time to save before the trade-in tax takes effect on January 1st. But you need to act now. The final days, the final deals. Shop the year-end closeout going on now at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Three quarters gone at Taylorville. Silver Streaks with a 20-point lead over the host Tornadoes, 51-31. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer. Tornadoes have the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Here's a dribble drive right side by Heimsness. Tries to get around, does get around McCants, and lays it up and in from the right side.
Got to continue to play solidly here.
Heimsness with 11 now. 51-33, Silver Streaks by 18. They've led the entire way after scoring the first five of the game. Milan squares up for three, and it's...
That's good there.
Riley's had a tough tournament shooting the ball.
Good possessions there that he didn't get rewarded for. Nice to see that shot drop.
Yep, he got rewarded on that one, his first three of the game. And the Silver Streaks lead is 21. Shirley on top, covered up by Ellington in the lane, skips it back out. And a quick three and a jumper, good, by Bergschneider on the left side. Points have been hard to come by for Bergschneider. That gets him into double figures with 12 now. 54-36 Silver Streaks. Price on the right side, the leading scorer for the Silver Streaks tonight. A hesitation dribble, a jump stop,
tough
knocked
shot.
Off balance, and he finished it off the layup. 56-36, Silver Streaks back up top by 20. Dribble drive, left to right, in the lane. Layup won't go for Cameron Heimsness. McCants with his 11th rebound. All he needs is another point for his ninth double-double of the season. Has the ball now, dribbling to the top of the arc, covered up by a double team, gets it over to Price, fires it inside to Milan, pump fake up and in.
Nice pass, nice finish.
Five in the quarter and for the game for Riley Milan, 58-36. When they covered up McCants out high, you knew somebody had to be open, and Price found
been
Milan
very
on the left
unselfish
side.
Here tonight.
Inside the free throw line, Ellington cuts off Shirley. Now the pass goes to the outside to Bergschneider, trying to work around the screen. Dre hangs with him, trying to go in the up and under. Somehow gets the shot up and away, but it comes up short. Eric Price behind the back with a rebound, up the lane, down to Riley Milan in from the right side layup. And a quick seven in the quarter for Riley Milan. 24-point Galesburg lead and a great assist by Eric Price. Up top, Bergschneider. Into the left corner it goes to Shirley. Ellington there waiting. Shirley drives, cut off on the baseline.
Good defense by Ellington there.
Tries to spin away from him. Stops inside, left side of the lane, now kicks it out. There's a three on the way and off the mark. There's Price with another rebound. He's got eight in the game after the Heimsness miss, and Eric will walk it across midcourt. And a foul or a whistle away from the ball. That's going to be...
On Berkshire.
Bergschneider, all right. His third.
And I think that's a frustration when they're out of Bergschneider there.
Update from Jeff Lamb, who's monitoring the action at the Pekin Holiday Tournament. He tells us Moline defeats the team out of Missouri, Pattonville, Missouri, in overtime. So Moline has played three overtimes. They lost to Springfield Lanphier earlier in double overtime. And, Moline defeated Lake Zurich. So now they're going on to the consolation title game. I'll tell you, Sean Taylor getting the most out of that team that isn't much to look
He's
at.
He's a terrific coach.
Boy, does he have them playing hard. Here's Ellington, left side, wide open, misses the three off the back iron. And Cameron Heimsness with the rebound. Leads the break himself into the front court. Pulls up at the free throw line. Bad pass picked off by Dre Egyptiaco. Dre into the front court behind Dalen. On the left wing, drives to the baseline, bounces it into the Taylorville defense and turns it over. Interception by Dylan Brown, a sophomore, into the game. Cut off in the lane and pulls it back out. Now a jumper from the left side way off the mark. And the rebound on the weak side slapped away from Alex Egyptiaco. And they're going to say out of bounds against Alex.
some substitutions occurring a little more frequently here as we move toward the home stretch of this ball game. Adam Stewart into the ball game, and he had such a fine game this morning. Going to get some time here in this last 4.5 minutes.
Inbound right underneath the basket as both teams emptying the benches. Cole Repscher couldn't make the shot, and there was DeMarco Harden for his fifth rebound of the game.
Really work on running half-court offense here.
Dalen outside the free throw line.
Good
shoots
move,
and scores.
Took what was given him there.
And a timeout by the Silver Streaks leading 62-36 with 4:34 to play in this game.
And this is an opportunity here, Brad, where our, again, our young players, Babers, Ellington, you're going to get probably Cone in there in a minute, Cone Derry, to continue to work on their games, to get game experience here against quality opponents, to continue to try to shore up their craft, work on their craft here to become better and better. You know, who knows who's going to be called upon here down the line for quality minutes with foul trouble or injuries or whatever it may be. And then again, they're also playing for their futures here.
Right.
And all of this experience will pay off for them.
All right, I misunderstood. Jeff Lamb clarified for me. Moline did defeat Pattonville, Missouri in overtime. They will play Lake Zurich for the consolation title. Wide open jumper at the top of the arc by Cameron Heimsness knocked it down.
And didn't contest that shot.
Nope.
He knocked it down.
Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, especially that doesn't
details,
make a coach
details.
Happy. Approaching the 4-minute mark of the fourth quarter, the Silver Streaks lead by 23. Curling around. Dalen leaves it off behind him to Alex, covered up defensively. So he'll pull it back out. Now DeMarco Harden on the left wing. Backs up. Under 4 minutes to play in the game. Silver Streaks looking to go 11-2. They'll play at noon tomorrow against Dunlap. Ellington out high, trying to go around his man defensively. Gets to the baseline, leaves it off underneath to Alex with a turn. Quick turn
good
to the basket and up and in.
Move by Alex.
Fourth point of the half, 14 for the game for Alex, who's got a career high on the varsity level tonight. Dribbling into the front court, here's Cameron Heimsness, wide open again, right wing this time. Missed the three-pointer, ball loose on the floor, scramble for it, and Repscher comes up with it for Taylorville. Those 50-50 balls that don't go your way, again, don't make a coach very happy. Streaks leading by 25, here's a cut to the basket, they find Cameron Heimsness for the lay-in.
They picked on Dalen there with a back cut and got him.
Dalen has it now on the dribble into the front court, working his way up the far sideline in front of the Streaks bench. Down low, tried to feed it into Alex, who got fouled from the backside.
Good entry pass. Good idea there.
Foul on Cole Repscher, his first. Seventh team foul will put Alex Egyptiaco at the free throw line.
Coach
Rock Island, a winner over Normal U-High in the State Farm Holiday Classic, 53-39. Go ahead, Steve.
I was going to say, Coach Hart continues to coach these sophomore guards, Dalen and Jeremiah here, about decision-making and all the little nuances of guard play. And he's done a great job here with his teaching with these two young guys. They're growing all the time, and you know their future is going to be down the line here, and they've got great upsides.
Alex misses the front end of the 1-1. Taylorville with a rebound. Cameron Heimsness down the right side of the lane, kicks it out, swinging around to the left side. Levi Clayton, a 6'3 junior, into the game. Entry pass stolen away by DeMarco Harden. DeMarco leading the break down the lane, hits the bottom of the backboard, but he got fouled with a push from the backside. And DeMarco will go to the line shooting two with 2:49 to go in the game, and the Streaks leading by 23. Well, I'm going to resurrect that little piece of tidbit of information that I gave you at the beginning of the game, partner, if our listeners weren't listening.
This well, is it's not true again.
Yep, this is the ninth time these two teams have played in the 9 years of this Taylorville Holiday Tournament as DeMarco knocks down the first free throw. In the four Silver Streaks victories, their average margin of victory is 22.5. In the four Taylorville victories, their margin of victory is 2.5. And here the Silver Streaks are leading by 24 with 2:40 to go in the game. So it's, as you said, it's held true again. Cameron Heimsness down low, tough turnaround jumper with the left side, missed it badly. Dalen Ellington with the rebound, leads the break to the other end, and then Adam Stewart throws the ball over the rim and from the weak side. 65-41 Silver Streaks, under 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Quick three on the left side. Boy, Cameron Himes is just shooting the ball all over the place now. Missed it. DeMarco Harden with his sixth rebound of the game. Back quickly come the Streaks. Up top, DeMarco's going to shoot the three off the front of the rim. Rebound Repscher for Taylorville. Now the Streaks steal it away. Ellington Right side over, or this is Ellington with it on the right side on the wing. Bounce pass on the give and go to Cohen Derry. Tries to spin move, backs his way in. Caught in a triple team in the lane. Fires it out to DeMarco. To the left side, Babers for three. Hits.
Good hit there. Good mechanics.
Jeremiah Babers' first points of the game. 68-41 silver streaks with a minute 45 to play in the game. Dribble from the right side, Dylan Brown, the sophomore, cut off, now trapped in a reach-in foul against the Silver Streaks, just their third of the second half. Aiden Wagner, Dom Brownless into the game for the Streaks. Galesburg will go to 11-2. Taylorville will drop to 7-5. And again, the Streaks will play tomorrow at noon against Dunlap. We'll have 11:40 pregame if everything's running on time. It'll be the third game of the session, so it's possible we could be a little bit behind. And in theory, the game should even up a little bit now, as you've got the top four teams and the bottom four teams in this tournament all facing off against each other. Here's a right side three, well off the mark by Levi Clayton. Weak side rebound, Babers for the Silver Streaks. Jeremiah, left side, baseline. Adam Stewart kicks it out to Wagner on the right side, and Aiden knocks down the 18-footer.
Good hit by Aiden coming off the bench there, Cole, making that shot.
29-point Galesburg lead with a minute 15 to go in the game. Brown across midcourt, dribble drive to the right side, cut off by Babers, skips it back up top. Three on the way by Heberling. John Heberling, a senior, into the game, hits his first basket.
And they've come in off the bench shooting threes.
And the Streaks turn it over into the front court. Or do they say,
no, yeah, they got a
Taylorville did get a hand on it.
Off of Heimnes here.
Final minute of the game here. Streaks have led start to finish. They have not trailed in this tournament. They've gotten off to fast starts against everybody. Now Babers lost the ball into the backcourt, over and back. Babers thought Taylorville got it, reached in and got a hand on it. That's just the first turnover, the fourth quarter, is that right?
That's correct.
Seven for the game for the Silver Streaks. This will be a season low for Jalen McCants of just 9 points, but I'll bet he was awfully close to double digits in assists in this game. Cameron Heimsness with the dribble drive and a basket, 70-46. Here's Aiden Wagner with a dribble drive in traffic. Shot rolls off to the left side. Cohen Derry on the weak side with a rebound. Got blocked from the backside. Scramble for the loose ball. Rebound back to Taylorville.
You know, one thing that I'm very impressed with is our bench here, deep in our reserves, they just do a terrific job. They try to do things correctly. They're very, very sharp for the most part as they come in the game, and that's a hard thing to do here.
Final 24 seconds, three on the way by Cameron Heimsness. Missed it. Dom Brownless with his first rebound of the game. We got Cameron Heimsness with 7 shots in this fourth quarter.
He's let it fly every time he's touched it.
Streaks will just be able to dribble away this victory. Down to the final 10 seconds. 70-46 will be the final. As Galesburg improves to 11-2, Taylorville drops to 7-5, and the Streaks are playing in the championship bracket tomorrow against Dunlap at noon. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida. Renting has been okay, but you've always dreamed of owning a two-story home with 3 bedrooms, a backyard. Your dream can come true when you buy the two-story house on Willard Street in Galesburg. It's newly updated and ready for you to move right on in. Get the details at Galesburg.info, keyword for
sale by owner.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Text out a license stock fee extra.
Wait no longer. Time's almost up. All that's left is a few short hours. Your final chance at year-end values. Don't be late for the year-end closeout at Yem in Galesburg. Happy New Year. This is Sarah Yem. Don't miss these final deals. Nearly every new and pre-owned vehicle on the lot is marked with the year-end closeout price to move now.
Happy holidays. This is Derek Chunch Riley with Yem Auto Group. Certified pre-owned 2017 Jeep Patriot. Backup camera and heated seats for only $14,700. A 2018 certified pre-owned Chevy Equinox. Take this one home for the holidays for only $17,500.
There's still time to save before the trade-in tax takes effect on January 1st. But you need to act now. The final days, the final deals. Shop the year-end closeout going on now at Yem, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, informing you that auto accidents have the highest risk of legal action. Call today to see if you're properly insured. Mostly cloudy skies for tonight with a slight chance of rain through the overnight hours and a low of 35. For tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, a high of 56. While for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with rain likely in the forecast and a low of 48. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 36 degrees here on WGIO.
The final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it here tonight 70-46 over the host Taylorville Tornadoes. Coach Ryan Hart already with us. It was a last game, the late game of the day, and it's quarter till 10, so I know the team probably wants to get back. Relatively quick game, all things considered. I know you'll take that, and I know you'll take the outcome to defeat the home team like that on their court. That doesn't happen very often down here.
And we did a very good job coming out tonight and actually imposing our will. I mean, it was very good from start to finish. Again, not perfect, but nothing in life is perfect, so just going to have to try to clean things up as much as possible and progress, get better, and move on every game.
The Gypsyaco boys just were fantastic on the offensive end, plus just taking their best player out of anything he wanted to do and frustrated him. I know that you have great confidence in them in all ways, and they also showed some things offensively. Did you talk to them a little bit about what they were very aggressive offensively, both of them tonight?
Well, Dre can get to the rim, and he can shoot the three pretty good. And when he's got confidence going, He's a pretty good player, especially in transition and in the flow of good structured offense, and which we actually had tonight. I mean, we got up and down transition really good. Coach Brown said that after the game. He goes, "Man, you guys are fast." Well, we have potential to be fast as long as we get up and down and run like we're supposed to.
And made good decisions and handled the ball nicely.
And they both. I mean, we rotated them on their best player, a point guard, and we knew that if we pressured him enough, ran enough guys at him, that he would probably get tired, and he was gassed there early in the third quarter. I mean, he made a couple shots there late and got a couple things going, but all in all, I'm very happy with the performance we had tonight. The kids played hard, they played well, made very good decisions. I mean, I thought Jalen had a really good game. I mean, he made great decisions all night long, except for the fact he tried to throw it in the third row, trying to hit Riley down the corner on that one play. But other than that, I mean, his passing was outstanding.
Yeah.
And he saw the open looks. Eric had a great game offensively. He made a couple good passes, too, and he made good decisions. I mean, I was worried about the charges, and I think maybe Eric had one.
Just didn't jump stop like you teach, and he plowed over somebody.
And I called a timeout right after that. I had to slow the roll a little bit and get him back in the proper mindset to, like, hey, you know they're going to try to take every charge. I mean, we need to make sure that we clean things up, just not to let them get back within 15 or 10 points here. And, I mean, they came through. They did everything properly. I mean, it was great. I couldn't be more happy about these guys right now.
We saw the boxing one on Jalen. I'm afraid people are going to look at the box score and say, oh, gosh, McCants only had 9 points tonight. But I wish we kept assists. It's too much for me to try to do during the day to try to keep that with everything else. But I've got to believe he was close to double digits in assists tonight.
Well, probably. As soon as we send the tape in, they'll send back stats to Huddle. And then we'll watch the game, and we'll just gauge to see how many exactly everybody had and the points. And I mean, the Huddle assist that we use, the stats are pretty accurate, and I'd be interested to see that too. So, I mean, we'll get that sent in here probably tomorrow or something.
And not just on Jalen, and on the whole team. I mean, I thought the ratio of assists to baskets tonight, I thought, had
tremendous.
To be way, way high in the percentage scale.
Well, and we knew that we could get open looks down low too, as long as we got to the short corner, cut a little bit, and even in the second half, Riley was open consistently down low underneath the defense, and Eric found him probably 2-3 times in a row. And like I said, I mean, we saw the floor well tonight. We played very well as a team. We moved the ball. It was just a good performance.
And the other thing too, that on our inbounds passes, and again within our half court offense, whether it's the zone offense or the man, our timing, our screening, the ball movement is just something you got to be really pleased with.
Yeah, we kind of went back to basic offense a little bit here the last couple days.
You could see that out there.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it just kind of gets a little bit more structure going, because in our streak offense, where we pass screen away, it's all about reads, and we just aren't quite to where we need to be on that right now. It still works, but it's just not as it's structured for the kids to kind of go to a spot and know exactly where they're going to the next spot and so on and so forth. And, I mean, Eric, shoot, we ran that first, like, three plays tonight. He had, like, two layups, and then he had a nice little dump-down pass to either Jalen or Alex or Riley or somebody, and it's converted to a layup on it. So, again, they earned their meal tonight.
They sure did.
Well, enjoy the night, Coach. Go back, get some rest, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Great win tonight. It was really
Absolutely.
Fun to watch these guys
Just
play
terrific.
Here.
Thank you. When these guys do stuff well, it is fun to watch them play. So hopefully we can continue this going forward.
Be a good
Get
game
some rest.
Tomorrow. Yep, Dunlap's going to battle, but we'll talk about that tomorrow. We saw what they did to Sterling tonight, but Sterling ended up prevailing in that one, really running away from him in the fourth quarter. So we know Dunlap's going to come with a battle, but at least here for tonight, the Silver Streaks win by double digits yet again, 70-46, to go to 11-2 in the season and 3-0 in this tournament. We'll take a break, come back, talk about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, as well as the final statistics as the Streaks win it over host Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Are you happy at your current job? If you're even slightly on the fence, head to galesburg.info, keyword jobs, and check out all of the local employers that are currently looking for someone just like you. Openings are updated all the time, so check back often. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans, but the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Delivered your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks defeat Taylorville 70-46. Fun game to watch if at least you're a Silver Streaks fan, as Galesburg improves to 11-2 in the season. How about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game here tonight, Steve Cheeseman?
When we looked at this tonight from the get-go, Alex and Dre Gypsyako were just they set the tone on the defensive end by really, really shutting down their best player and frustrating him. And then on the offensive end, both of them were able to go inside and outside. They were aggressive, and they were absolute, and they distributed the ball well. They were real threats on the offensive end. They had complete ball games from start to finish tonight. So the brothers are our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight, or players of the game tonight.
Alex finished with 14, a career high. Dre finished with 11, just a point short of his season high. We'll take a final timeout, come back, give you the final statistics in the Silver Streaks' 24-point victory here at Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, talks about why there's nothing worse than a car salesman.
I think a lot of places you go and why people kind of get a bad taste in their mouth is because they feel like they're talking to a, quote, salesman. They're being sold something. Yes, you have to buy a vehicle and someone's got to sell it to you, but we view ourselves and we view our salespeople as actually customer service representatives. We are just servicing the customer. That is it. And if you do that properly, it will never feel like you're being sold.
Don't get sold. Get customer serviced at Galesburg Toyota. Find them online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
This objective has failed. It has failed royally, and now it is in the backfiring stage.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. How about the team numbers, Steve Cheeseman?
Tonight, shooting-wise, we were outstanding tonight from the field. We were 29 out of 53 for 54%, 7 out of 18 with a three-point shot for 38%. They were 18 out of 49 with lots of their points coming in that fourth quarter when there was lots more substitution. They were 4 out of 18 with a three-point shot for 22%. Again, when the rebounding challenge again against these guys with a plus 12, 34 to 22, and we only committed 6 turnovers tonight in a ball game that was pretty up and down against a defense that can cause turnovers. So we really took care of the ball, and they had 13 of them with 8 of them in the first half, where we really set the tone early and scored, got a lot of points off of turnovers with those turnovers.
Taylorville finished 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks just 5 out of 13, so that's one of the negatives in this game. Individual scoring, Taylorville had 2 players in double figures, Tyler Heimsness with 11, Jace Bergschneider with 10. What a job the Streaks did on him defensively, frustrating him for the better portion of the night. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He finished 4 out of 12 from the field and shot only one free throw.
All those shots were under duress. Some were even forced simply because he was frustrated.
Streaks also did a nice job on Wyatt Shirley. He finished with only 6 points tonight. Cameron Heimsness had 7 points all in the fourth quarter when the game was pretty well out of reach. Raiden Gideon had 5 for Taylorville. Then you go to John Heberling with a late 3. Sean Schakowsky and Bryce Friedrich each had 2. For the Silver Streaks, Eric Price led the way with 21. Do you remember, Steve, early on in the game I mentioned how something just seemed off about Eric? He was getting to the basket, but he missed one point-blank shot right in front of the basket that he made a nice move to free himself up on, and then just missed the shot. He missed his first 3 shots of the game. He missed 3 out of 4 free throws and in the first quarter, and then from that point on, 6, 7, 8, 9. He finished 9 out of 11 from the field.
And he's doing a great job of not getting frustrated. He's matured in a big way regarding that kind of thing, and that allows him to move on to the next play and allows him to contribute using his great talent.
So he leads the Streaks in scoring with 21 tonight. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time co-players of the game, Alex Gypsyako with a career-high 14 on 7 of 9 shooting. Dre Ejipsiaka with 11 on 3 out of 3 shooting from three-point range. Jalen McCants, 9 points, 11 rebounds. First time he's been held under double digits this season, but he still had 11 rebounds. And we'll find out as soon as we can from Coach Hart if he ended up with 10 assists or not. But I think he was that close
to a triple-double. He was the best player on the floor again, even though he didn't lead the ball club in any way, shape, or form in points.
Riley Milan, 7 points, all of those in a really good fourth quarter for Riley. Jeremiah Babers with 3, Dalen Ellington and Aiden Wagner each had 2. DeMarco Harden had a late point for the Silver Streaks as well, who won it wire to wire, leading the whole way, and then finishing off 70-46 over Taylorville, which drops to 7-5. Streaks are 11-2, and they'll play Dunlap tomorrow. I'm looking forward to seeing what this team can do in the championship bracket.
We have 5 starters tonight that were definitely offensive threats, and boy, when we get that going with all the other things that are in our arsenal, that's a formidable, formidable challenge for anybody playing us.
So we'll have it tomorrow at noon here on WGIL, actually 11:40 for the pregame show. If things are running on time, again, we'll be the third game of the first session tomorrow. So there's always a chance it might be a little bit behind, so just stay tuned here on WGIL, and we'll get to the pregame when we can. Galesburg girls will play tomorrow, and the boys will have a final game to be determined on the outcome of that noon game tomorrow. Been a pleasure bringing it to you. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed watching it and telling you about it. Streaks are 11-2 on the season, with 2 more games coming up tomorrow in the championship bracket. For James Noble, our broadcast engineer at the downtown studios, for the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Binowitz. Have a great rest of your night, and we'll be back with you again tomorrow from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.